Earlier in the year, before the lockdown, we heard a number of items from Captain Brendan Ford about his life at sea. Now aged 88, he's been all over the world several times on every kind of ship. This week, I visited him in his home in Raheny in Dublin, and we recorded some more of his adventures. We'll hear those over the coming weeks. Tonight, he recounts how, as a 16-year-old boy in 1948, he skipped school and ran away to sea for the first time.
Taking a summer job. I was supposed to sit the intermediate exam in the summer of 1948 in O'Connell Schools in Dublin. I remember we had as teachers Brother Gleeson and two late teachers, Chinny Ford, no connection to me, and Johnny Close. I was not a very good student in many subjects, and in one day I went mitching from school and wandered down the south wall of the docks. Among the ships was a three-masted schooner, which had been engaged on long trips to South America and other places. During World War I, she was taken over by the Royal Navy, fitted with auxiliary engines and concealed weapons, and sent out to entice German U-boats to surface and attack. She was known as a Q-ship. I had heard the ship called Gaelic required a man. One of her crew had just been paid off, so I offered myself as a man. I was just 16 and was taken on. I can't remember how I let my parents know where I was going, as we sailed fairly soon after I joined the ship. I was engaged as an ordinary seaman at £4 a month. Very soon there was a big row when I was found drinking the captain's supply of tinned milk. Our ship had no electricity, we had only oil lamps. There was no piped water, and the toilet was flushed by drawing a bucket of water from the sea. One of the most important skills I was taught was how to trim the wick of an oil lantern so that it was a fine, clear, steady flame that did not smoke the glass globe. We had heard of radar and echo sounders, but we did not even have a radio on board. Our sails were very stiff canvas, number one, brown coloured. I spent 2 months on the ship while school was closed for summer, sailing to Milford and Ards in Donegal. I had my first experience of being stranded on a sandbank for 2 weeks, awaiting a spring tide to float us off again. In Ards, there was a Franciscan friary which had a few apple trees in the grounds. I went there early one morning to pick up a few windfalls, but not seeing any decent ones on the ground, I climbed up a tree to get a few good ones. "What do you think you're doing?" said a friar below.
"Getting a few windfalls," came my reply.
"Next time wait until the good Lord sends a wind," said he, "but you may keep what you have collected." Our voyages were more or less circular. We brought pit props from Arklow to Garston, near Liverpool, and returned with coal for Dublin. Then to Milford in Donegal we carried grain and returned with silver sand for the Irish Glass Bottle Company in Dublin. Once in an English port, I was left with all the cleaning to do when barrels of blackberries we brought from Arklow fermented somewhat and dribbled around the hold. No one else could be found to do the job. On each voyage northwards from Dublin, we had to report to His Majesty's Customs Service at Newry, Northern Ireland, and I remember being surprised to hear that we are going around the Horn. It turned out to be Horn Head in Donegal, not Cape Horn in South America. After 2 months at sea, we were back in South Wall, Dublin. The captain called down to me where I was clearing up after breakfast. He said, "There's a fellow on the quayside calling out for me." I went up and found the fellow was my year 8 father. "I phoned for your exam results," said he, "but there is no result. You did not sit the exam." Within an hour, I received my balance of wages and was signed off. I was brought up to my old school, O'Connell's, where I was told I had lost my place. There was a lot of legal talk, but eventually I was allowed back to do my intermediate exam a year later. I enjoyed the English book that year, Treasure Island, by Robert Louis Stevenson, about a young lad, Jim Hawkins, sailing on a schooner with Long John Silver.